This is CliffCentral.com.
July is National Savings Month, and Coronation is encouraging South Africans to save more in a true sense by putting money aside every month instead of just spending it. And, you know, you got to think about this very carefully, and you've got to be perfectly honest with yourself, which for some people is hard. Are you really saving, or are you just spending and disguising it as saving? I spoke to Christo Linnefeld from Coronation yesterday, and you might have heard that about all of this, and we're constantly bombarded with advertising messages that are telling us how we'll save if we buy something. So it's easy to spend money on things we don't really need out of impulse. So when we buy unnecessary stuff, the unseen truth is that you're not saving, you're actually just spending.
Mm-hmm.
So have you bought something recently that you bought on impulse because you saw the sign, buy now, or they put you into a situation of FOMO where you thought, if I don't buy now, I'm going to never get this chance again. I need. Sales that are for one day only, while stocks last, Black Friday, you know, all that stuff.
Oh, all the time.
You fall for it?
Particularly with groceries. You know, because I think everything else in my life I have nice rational control over. But no matter what, I'll go into the grocery store and I have my list and I think, yeah, that's absolutely what I need. But then I'll go down one of the aisles and it says, no, buy three and you only pay for two. And I'm like, of course now I need to. It says it's a one day only deal. Now, thinking about it yesterday, because I knew we'd be discussing this, I went through my cupboard as well. I realized I have pasta for days. Because of these buy now specials.
Five.
It's like five penne pastas, spaghetti. I'm like, what am I stockpiling for? These impulse buys are just horrible.
I got to the garage the other day and I was filling up with petrol and the guy says, hey, do you want our special chocolate deal? I'm like, well, what's your chocolate deal? He goes, well, if you buy one of these, then you get two for free. And I was like, no, I think I'm okay.
I'm just here for the petrol. You're
just here for the petrol right now. But I can imagine, like, if someone's sitting there and they're busy filling up your car, you think, I could probably do with a chocolate. And if it's three of them for the price of one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need that. You do not need it.
But we just all need to pay a little bit more thought to realize that actually we're spending more.
Yeah.
You didn't intend to spend, even if it's this 150 rands more in this buy three, pay for two deal. So why are you spending that money?
Correct.
It does depend. I'm one of those people that goes through all of the specials things. So on the Sunday when all of the flyers come.
You read those?
Absolutely.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
And when I do my shopping list, it is based on who has what the cheapest.
Look at you. You're like Isabel Jones.
I am totally that person that looks at all of the flyers and looks at all of the things that I want to buy and who has it. So there are things that I refuse to spend over a certain amount for. So, you know, like double ply 18 roll toilet paper.
Yeah.
I absolutely refuse to spend more than $79.99.
See, but at least you have put the thought into it. Have you never been caught in the moment, though? You're walking, minding your own business.
Come on, for me. Everybody has.
Google, I don't like shopping, guys. I don't like shopping.
Lucky
and because
you.
I don't like shopping, that doesn't happen to me. So when I go to the store, when I go to a Pick and Pay store or a Woolworths store, I know exactly what it is that I'm going to buy there. And
you have your list.
I will prove this to you. What I also do is what I have is I take photos of whatever's in the flyer and I decide this is my monthly shopping. And so that when I am at the shop and I don't remember what was in the flyer because I don't have the flyer with me.
Right.
I'm then also able to do that. I'm able to look at all of the things that are on the shelf because they have all of, they call them toppers, right? Those wobblers that have the thing wobbling in your face that says
yes.
20, right? Yeah, it's called a wobbler because they have the wobblers and some of those things actually distract you from what is actually cheaper.
And it
because
works.
Because the wobblers here, you kind of, your mind is tricked into thinking this must be the special price. But if you look at the other prices, you might find that one of those things is actually cheaper. So I don't get distracted because I've got like a Screenshots.
She's so organized. She actually has screenshots of like that skip washing powder and stuff.
Yeah, so, you know.
You know, I think if a lot of women were like you, for me, men would enjoy the shopping experience, would actually come along if women were as organized as you.
Bloody, why aren't men that organized? They must be organized their own themselves.
Good
they
point.
Must be organized by their own themselves.
You don't fall for these things?
Gareth, I hate shopping. I hate it. It's like a miserable experience. Grocery shopping, clothing shopping. I hate it.
You and Pumi. You're lucky. In some way, that's like a saving grace.
Do you not, excuse the pun, do you not get caught up in these moments?
Of course I do. I feel like an idiot. They say to you, if you just spend a little more, you get so much more value.
And yes.
I don't need 3 packets of chips. And I do it. I fall for it. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, throw that in.
Yeah. And you actually write with the stopping for petrol example as well. Because you think, oh, it's nice and convenient. Yeah.
Let me walk into the...
Why do I have an energy drink, a water, and a random chocolate?
What, do you need all that
what am I going to do with all of that?
Well, you got to watch out for spending that is disguised as saving. Discounted items does not actually represent any kind of saving. The real saving is not buying anything at all. Speak to Coronation, a registered financial services provider. They manage the long-term savings of millions of South Africans. And if you have a pension fund, retirement annuity, or unit trust, they may already be looking after yours. There's a huge amount of financial expertise and knowledge contained within the walls of Coronation, which is why they're able to see the unseen and help you to save more in the true sense by encouraging you to put money aside every month instead of spending it. When we come back, Burning Platform and a whole lot more.
With the electronic nappy changer and built-in sleep monitor, the new Zaza 3.0 baby stroller is here.
Excessive features added to justify the equally excessive price tag.
Zaza strollers are built in Sweden using only aerospace-grade materials because only the best will do.
When a regular stroller will do exactly the same job.
It's easy to get tempted into unnecessary spending. That's why Coronation is encouraging South Africans to save instead this National Savings Month. To invest, talk to your financial advisor. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.
This is CliffCentral.com.